Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Mindful Health Podcast. I am your host as always, Dr. Jordan Cardoza, physical therapist. Today's video is all going to be about an update on my shoulder injury that I've been working with. The last update that I gave, so if you haven't watched that, go ahead and return back to that one and you can kind of hear more about my injury. But my injury with rock climbing, where I had a partial tear of the sternal fibers of my pec muscle for my left shoulder. I had surgery, which is where my last podcast left off, was when I was just about to have surgery. So everything went well with the surgery. The surgeon says there was some, like a part of the pec that was demyelinated and separated, and he thought that's what was giving it kind of that big indention and weakness when I was trying to use my pec muscle. He said the tendon itself actually looked pretty good, and he made sure everything else was just as it should be, which it was. So he just kind of had to sew that one area back together. He did say that my rehab will be similar to just a regular pec tear because the physiological healing process still requires it to kind of bind back together right before it can start actually having enough strength to tolerate load and stretching and things like that. So the protocol for the first really 4 weeks is just to, for at least my doctor, is just to kind of maintain in the sling for the most part. I'm allowed to do wrist exercises, elbow exercises. I can take my arm out of the sling to do those things. But for the most part, no shoulder motion to the best of my ability. And then at 4 weeks, which will be next week, or just in a few days, probably by the time this episode airs, it'll be my 4th week out of surgery or since surgery. And that's when I can start actually doing shoulder passive range of motion, which just means that I can't actually do any of the movement, but I can use movement through either another therapist stretching me or using just different things where my muscles aren't actually creating the movement. So that's where I'm going to lead this up to. And then I will have a final part 3 where I kind of go over my rehab process. But for the first couple of days after surgery, the first day I actually had a nerve block where they go in and basically anesthetize the actual nerve. And it's supposed to help just with pain management. And it was really cool to experience because I've had patients that have it. But yeah, your shoulder, you can't feel a single thing. I was icing it and couldn't even feel the ice pack on it whatsoever, which we teach our students at school that that's something we shouldn't do because then you can't feel if it's actually too cold or if you're getting a freezer burn. But I would only keep it on for about 20 minutes just for that first day. And the weird thing about the nerve block is like my shoulder was numb, I had no movement whatsoever for any of like my bicep muscles. Even if I tried to move them, it just wouldn't move at all. So it was completely like deadened. But my thumb felt like it was asleep. I guess maybe a certain part didn't get as numb as it should, or maybe it kind of bled over a little bit to a different area. But either way, my thumb just felt like it was asleep all day long, which was kind of annoying. But other than that, I had no pain, obviously, because of the nerve block, and it was great. For the first 2 days after that, I did take Norco's, as they suggested, just for pain-wise, but I really didn't think I had very much pain, but the doctors always said, right, don't chase your pain. Make sure you're just taking it every 4 to 6 hours. But I didn't think I had that much pain, so by day, my last pain pill that I took over-the-counter or prescription was day 3, so not the day of surgery, but 3 days after. I took that at 4 in the morning and then 9:30 at night, and then that was my last of any pain meds that I took after that. And I've been fine ever since, not really any pain. Every once in a while it'll feel a little uncomfortable, but I was able to get off the pain meds right away, which I really enjoyed because that first, especially the first day on the pain meds, because I've never really had prescription pain meds at all, and these were Norco's, I just felt kind of like groggy all day. I didn't really feel like doing much. I kind of felt like I described it as bleh. Like my stomach wasn't uneasy, but it didn't really feel right. I didn't really feel like eating. But starting on day 2 or even day 1, I did it, but not for as long. I would go out to the park, walk barefoot in the sun. For the first day was only like 30 minutes. After that day, it was about 45 minutes to an hour each day. And I think that really contributed to my pain levels. One, getting vitamin D from natural sources is always a good idea. Grounding, there's scientific evidence that shows it is basically just anti-inflammation. your exchange of electrons with the earth. It's super important. So I do contribute some of my pain management to that, as well as just being active, right? Even though I had surgery on my shoulder, they didn't say I couldn't walk, I couldn't move around, so I just had my arm in the brace, and I walked around a lot. So you keep your blood circulation going, right? You stay active. All those things are just going to help your healing process and better versus just saying, oh, I had surgery, I'm just going to sit on the couch all day long, right? So unless you have a restriction where you're not supposed to be up and moving at all, then as long as your doctor's okay with it, right, the more movement you can do within reason is better. By day four, I went to the gym and did cardio, which was just using a stationary bike. And then by day five, I was actually able to sleep flat, which the only thing, there's no pain when I sleep. The only thing that gets uncomfortable is the stupid brace sometimes just gets annoying. It's hard to get comfy with it because your arm's in this weird position sometimes. But as far as just pain-wise or just like shoulder comfort, I've been able to sleep flat pretty early on, which was pretty awesome. Other than that, though, no issues with pain, no issues. Just like I said, sometimes the brace gets a little annoying. And when I'm out doing stuff, sometimes the brace just makes me feel a lot hotter because it's on me and I'm already very warm-blooded. So that's been the only real issue with that. But from basically day one, I was taking my arm out of the sling and moving, doing those elbow and wrist exercises that I was talking about, which is just literally moving your elbows, moving your wrist through full ranges of motion so they don't get restricted. Because my elbow is bent at 90 degrees, so like right in the middle, for most hours of the day, it's super important to get it out so you don't get restrictions, don't get a lot of tightness in the elbow area or even in the wrist area. So that's very important. And when I was taking it out initially, I kept, when I would first get to full elbow extension or straightening my elbow out, I would end up getting a lot of like tinglingness down into my hand. But since I've been doing that every day, that did persist for like 2 weeks, but I knew it was just kind of because my elbow was being bent for so long of a period. I knew that was going to be an issue. But now since this is week three going into week four, that tinglingness or kind of nerve sensations when I straighten my arm have gone away. So that's been a huge thing as well, but that's just attributed to keeping the arm moving and doing as much as I can. The big thing for the brace is one is to keep it in position and to keep it supported so your shoulder muscles don't have to, but it's also so you don't accidentally use it. I remember having patients who they would have a shoulder surgery, they took it out and then they would go and do something and like something would fall and they would immediately reach out to grab it type of thing, which would cause them a lot of pain and discomfort. So when I take my arm sling out, I'm very cautious of it. I'm very aware. I try not to do anything that's going to be too difficult or that I may like drop something. And it helps that it's also my left arm because my right arm is my dominant arm. So if anything drops or I'm going to do anything kind of quick, it usually happens with that right arm. So I don't usually have to worry about it too much. The main kind of issues that I had early on was I was just bored because I couldn't really do a lot for the first couple of days. And I was just limited by what I can do overall, right? I can't do upper body workouts, but I have been going to the gym. I do cardio and then I do isolation leg exercises. So I'm not like holding the weight or anything like that. I'm just using machines, which has been really beneficial kind of in this time. And the other thing that I do a lot is I take the top strap off of my sling if anyone's having a similar issue because it can cause neck tightness just from pulling on your neck all day. So if that's an issue that you've been having, if you having surgery or going to have surgery, that's one of the things that I would say is just take it off. Take that top strap off so it's not always on your neck. Overall, though, like I said, I haven't been able to do too much rehab besides the elbow and wrist movements. So I'm real excited for this next week where I can actually start getting movements and seeing how it's going to be feeling a little bit more. But the best you can do, and this is what kind of the goal of this podcast was to give you ways that you can kind of optimize your healing time and optimize your post-surgical status if you're going to have surgery, if you currently had surgery, or if you're dealing with a lot of pain from surgery. So those things would mainly be getting a lot of movement in, depending on the surgery, right? If you had a lower body surgery where you're not allowed to really get up and walk, you may have to do a little bit more upper body stuff, maybe think like a little arm bike or something, but get up and move, be as active as you can within reason and within your pain levels. That's going to be very beneficial just to get new blood flowing, keep the circulation going, and just keep you feeling good. I would definitely recommend getting some natural sunlight, and I think grounding, so just walking barefoot on natural surfaces such as grass or sand, something like that, I think that can be super big, and I can't prove that that was the reason why I had hardly any pain from the get-go, but I do think that it has a, there's good research to propose that, and I think that it definitely helps. And it just helps to make you feel good to be out in the sun, kind of in natural sunlight, and just kind of enjoying that atmosphere. The other thing to do is just to keep your elbow and wrist moving as much as possible. Get it out of the brace in a controlled environment and just make sure you're moving to those areas, because the worst thing for you as a patient and as a therapist is to get you to the clinic, right? You're clear to do therapy. We're going to do therapy on your shoulder, which had surgery, but also your wrist muscles are super tight. Your elbow won't fully straighten because of the brace and the position that you've been in, and that we have to work through that as well as just improving the shoulder from the shoulder surgery. So those are the kind of the main three things that I would say if you're going to have surgery, if you are, that I would try to do as much as possible, obviously within reason. I'm not a pharmacist or a medical doctor, so take your medications as prescribed. I just prefer to be off them as soon as possible, especially if you're taking prescription opiates, which can have an addictive and a withdrawal effect if you take them for too long a period. And in my, at least for my experience personally, I can't speak for other people's experience, but in my experience, I did not really want to do much except for sit there on the couch. When I was taking the pain meds, they just kind of make you feel like not doing anything, make you feel not the best. So when I wasn't taking them, I was definitely much more active, which I think also helped me tremendously. So if you don't feel like you need them and you're not having a lot of pain, right, no need to take them, in my opinion. Once again, that's not medical advice. Talk to your doctor or your pharmacist before anything like that. But the grounding, I think, tremendously helps, and I would definitely do that. Hope you guys kind of enjoyed kind of where I'm at in the rehab process. It's kind of been a real boring month, to be honest, because I can't do a whole lot of rehab with the arm. So I'm excited kind of to go through this next process, tell you guys a little about that once I get that going a little bit. But keep following along. Let me know if you guys have any questions or if you have any similar stories. And stay tuned for part 3.